This episode is brought to you by the First Amendment. That's the one that guarantees free speech, even if you're a hick racist asshole. What is up, everybody? Before we jump in, I wanted to take a minute to thank everyone who has taken the time to listen to the episodes that are out. We've had a really steady rise in listenership every week, and it's awesome that people are supporting me the way that they are. I never would have expected that in a million zillion years. So thank you for that. I'm hoping that I can keep bringing you guys content that you'll enjoy. Which brings me to, so I've been thinking over the last week about the title of the show and the direction the show is really going, and I'm thinking of changing the title of the show. I'm not really sure to what exactly. So if you end up seeing a title that's not the title that it is now, it's because we changed it, but don't worry. I just wanted to make the title a little bit more relevant to the subject matter. So, that'll be coming soon. Also, keep bringing in some feedback and keep giving suggestions for content. Ideas are always welcome. And, of course, credit will always be given where credit is due. So, if you wanted to get a shout-out for giving the idea, we will definitely do that. But I think that's basically all I wanted to say on that end. So, as always, I hope you enjoy this week's episode, and I'll see you guys in there. So, there are a million and one reasons that voting is important. Personally, I like to vote because I feel that it's one of our true civic duties as members of a democratic society. I will say, though, that the divisiveness of the current political landscape has been the worst that I've ever seen in my 30 years of life, because I've been around for so long. I think we're a country that is fractured. Looking at the numbers in recent months, we are almost split right down the middle, and that goes against the very notion of being the United States of America. We have gotten so caught up in the drama and the protests and the screaming ourselves hoarse in order to try to penetrate the defenses of the opposing side, and clearly it's making things more competitive and ugly. I can't even count how many people that I had to push out of my life since the 2016 election. It's not that we had differing views. I am all for having your own opinion. What I will not stand for is someone telling me that because I believe something different from them, I am wrong, all the while being incredibly disrespectful in the process. I am not about that life, so bye. I'd say that 9 times out of 10, these people are believing everything being spoon-fed to them from tainted news sources and not doing their own research. I can't stress the importance of looking into things on your own. It is no secret where I stand on the political spectrum, especially if any of you have the luxury of being Facebook friends with me. The insanity of this administration still baffles me 2 years in. I would venture to say that our founding fathers would be rolling in their graves if they could see what this country has become. As we near this year's midterms, let's talk about voting and why everyone who is eligible should do it. First and foremost, voting is a right to all Americans. I think because of being a right, I can't read. I think because of being a right, a lot of people take advantage and never really think about why it is important. Do it because you can. Simple as that. Google your candidates. The internet is ripe with information about issues and who is running for what in whatever state and what their platforms are. I think one thing that I am guilty of is automatically judging someone based on who they voted for, when in reality, we all have things that we feel are important, and sometimes we vote for someone because of something like healthcare, even though we may not agree with something else that candidate supports. And, you know, one of my dearest friends voted for Trump in 2016, and my initial reaction was shock and disgust, because it's me and I'm all dramatic and, you know, I don't hide my emotions very well. But a conversation followed this revelation, and she explained to me the reason she voted the way that she did, and a very strong mutual respect came from it. Now, looking at the facts, what she voted for has yet to really materialize, but at least we were able to have a civilized conversation about it without losing our friendship in the process. You don't have to justify your vote to anyone, regardless of the reason. The fact that you went to the polls and voted should be all that matters. You don't even have to reveal which direction you voted. That's why voting booths are private. I think a lot of the time it's pretty clear how people vote because of the immense variety of social media and huge signs in your yard or a bumper sticker or five. I think that as a white male, it is very difficult to have opinions. I do, however, consider myself lucky because my views happen to fall toward the support of women and minorities, because I feel that it is common sense that everyone should be treated with dignity and respect. I think that we have to remember that voting is something that hasn't always been guaranteed to everyone. Again, as a white man, I've always been considered worthy enough to handle voting. In 1869, the 15th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, which prohibited the denial of the right to vote based on race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Now, I know that you're listening to this and thinking, wow, that was a long time ago. And while saying that, you are thinking about the civil rights movement of the 60s. Even though this was all ratified into the Constitution, it in no way meant that white male Americans were happy about or even cared about this. 100 years after this amendment came the civil rights movement, and even today there are many, many, many people who still do not accept that black Americans and minorities, not to mention women, are worthy of being held to an equal standard to white men. Thanks to the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, women were granted the right to vote. This did not come easily. In 1876, Susan B. Anthony, of course, everyone knows who that is, was arrested for voting in the presidential election of 1872. The judge directed the jury to hand down a guilty verdict. During the trial, the judge did not even let Susan speak. Only after the verdict was reached and delivered did the judge ask if she had anything to say. She said, and I quote, "She called this high-handed outrage upon my citizens' rights, saying, quote, 'You have trampled underfoot every vital principle of our government, my natural rights, my civil rights, my political rights, my judicial rights, all alike ignored.'" The judge ordered her to pay a fine of $100, to which she responded, "I shall never pay a dollar of your unjust penalty." And she never did. In 1878, Senator Aaron A. Sargent from California introduced a women's suffrage amendment to Congress. It took more than 40 years for this to become the 19th Amendment to the Constitution. Progress was slow, but it was finally made. Despite the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1920, African American women, particularly those inhabiting southern states, still faced a number of issues. At first, African American women in the North were easily able to register to vote, and quite a few became actively involved in politics. One such woman was Annie Sims Banks, who was chosen to serve as a delegate to Kentucky's Republican Party in March of 1920. White Southerners took notice of African American female activists organizing themselves for suffrage, and after the passage of the 19th Amendment, African American women's voter registration in Florida was higher than white women. Because of white people's fears about them wielding political power, African American women found themselves targeted by a number of disenfranchisement methods. These included having to wait in line for up to 12 hours to register to vote, pay a head tax, and undergo new tests. One of the new tests required that African American women read and interpreted the Constitution before being deemed eligible to vote. In the South, African American women faced even more severe obstacles in voting. These obstacles included bodily harm and fabricated charges designed to land them in jail if they attempted to vote. This treatment of African-American women in the South continued up until the 1960s and the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Now, I find it repulsive that white people were so terrible and still continue to be without a second thought. But that is seriously an issue for another episode. Reason number 469,873 to vote, so you can complain with dignity. There is nothing more frustrating than complaining, except when you learn that this person has all of these grievances and didn't even bother to go to the polls on election day. I'm sorry, but that shuts the conversation down for me immediately. You can't sit there and say you care about these issues when you didn't do the most basic thing you could do to get your voice heard. This statement, of course, applies to people who are capable of voting but chose not to. Obviously, there are reasons that someone doesn't vote. I just wanted to cover my bases on this one. I think Plato summed up my next reason for voting when he said, quote, "Your silence gives consent." Now, before you freak out, this is being applied in the context of voting and voting only. I don't want to be misquoted here, given the current issue of rape culture in the world. I'm asking, how in the world is anyone going to know there's a problem if you don't speak up? I can probably guarantee that no matter what it is, you are not the only person who feels the way that you do, but you will never really know unless you voice your opinions and vote. Okay, now seriously, I don't care who you support, what policies you support, whatever. The point I'm trying to make in this episode is get out and vote. Seriously, because after watching this Kavanaugh confirmation, I think it energized a lot of people on both sides, I think. And I think the problem with politics today, or in general anyway, is we spend so much time arguing back and forth about policies and things, and we never really come together for a conversation. And I think that's because we don't feel it's necessary, because we feel on either side of the issues, both sides feel that they're right. So voting a certain way, I don't think makes you, now I want to say this really, nicely. I don't think voting one way or another makes you a bad person. But I think that people's minds are so, they're so manipulated into believing certain things. And that's on both sides. I mean, there's extremes on both sides. But there are so many people that are in the middle who aren't as liberal or who aren't as conservative. And I think a lot of times, even though most of the people are in that middle ground, they're forgotten about because of all the bickering from both sides. But I think that we have an issue because both sides think they're right and they don't want to give any ground to the other person or be like, hey, you know, that's a good point. Because there's a lot of hot button issues like gay marriage and abortion and things like that. Those are really, I feel, black and white issues in terms of which side's going to go for what. And with the conservative side, I think a lot of their reasons for doing things can be religiously motivated, which in the Constitution, it says that, you know, church and state are supposed to be separate. And, I mean, they're breaking a cardinal rule right there. Like, and that's why whenever I get into arguments with people, I'll call them arguments. When I get into conversations with people And I ask them why they believe what they believe politically in terms of like gay marriage and things like that. And they bring the Bible into the conversation. It kind of kills it for me because, first of all, I don't see the Bible as a basis for political decisions and government things, because we're not supposed to do that. And even though I grew up in the Christian religion and the Baptist church, back then I was all about it, but now I am not. So I don't believe that any religious text should be used when it comes to lawmaking and things like that, because that is already going to fire up a lot of people, because there are people that don't agree and who don't believe the same things that you believe. And you have to accept that. I think that's part of how liberals work is, you know, I think they are more inclined to think that, you know, people aren't going to agree on everything. They get down to the personal level where they feel that gay marriage should be fine because two consenting adults who love each other should have the right to marry. It's not that we're trying to push our lifestyle on people. We're trying to be accepted as human beings who happen to love the same gender. And that's where we leave it. We don't dive into it where the Bible says this and God said that. We don't go that far. And with the idea of abortion, you know, I was back in my conservative days, I was super, you know, pro-life. But now that I'm in my 30s and I'm an adult and I can think for myself, I am definitely pro-choice. I mean, I am, okay, let me put it this way. I am pro-life in that, you know, I want babies to live. I got it. But I'm also pro-choice because, first of all, why is there reproductive rules for women's bodies but not for men's bodies? I find that kind of odd. And second of all, because of that, why is it that old white men are calling all the shots when it comes to the rules for women's bodies? And again, of course, they always bring in the Bible, and I'm like, sorry, wrong answer. It's just a mess. And I think it's going to take a long time for us to get to a point where it's not as messy. But I think this midterm election is very important because I think the success of the Republican Party getting Kavanaugh in is starting a fire under the Republican Party, but it's also starting a fire under the Democratic Party. And then we have Taylor Swift, who supported the Democratic candidates in her home state of Tennessee, and everyone went crazy and started burning her stuff, which I don't understand, because look, she already has your money, okay? Why are you burning your stuff? That's what I don't understand. It's dumb, but I'm getting off topic. This was just supposed to be like a small interlude, but really, I don't care which way you vote. I just want you to vote. Because, I mean, voter turnout at midterm elections is historically low. But I think this election, a lot of changes could come from it. But you got to get out there and get your voice heard, no matter who you're supporting. So anyway, let's get back to it. All right, that was a long interlude, but okay. So, I don't want to be a buzzkill, because, you know, I like to keep things light. I don't want to drag you down into guilt, but there were people who have given their lives to defend your rights in this country. And it is an insult to their sacrifice and to their lives if you just plain out decide not to vote. I mean, I don't think there's a nicer way to put that, because I think people are so in the moment when it comes to, you know, time, that they don't think about how great freedom is and how great living in this country is and what we're allowed to do. But they don't think about, I think especially with young people today, they don't think about how we got to this point and what it costed. And it's easy to sit here and say, oh, I don't care. Because, you know, we didn't have to do anything. But, you know, talk to someone who, you know, has lost someone in combat, or who has been injured in combat, or, you know, I kind of understand it because, you know, living in the military life as a child with my father, you know, patriotism and country came first. And so, you know, we lived by that rule all the time. But I think people in the civilian world just don't really get it, because it doesn't affect them. And it's not necessarily their fault, but ignorance is ignorance, you know. I'm always one that, you know, when I don't understand something, I look into it and I research it and I learn something. And I learn about it, and it takes the confusion away. And I wish that more people would do that. And, you know, that brings me to, you know, the rights that we have in this country. You know, I don't want to bring up Colin Kaepernick, but seriously, the same people who died for the rights for us to vote are the same people who died for the right for us to take a knee at a football game, or to sit during the Pledge of Allegiance, or, you know, it's almost like people are putting country before freedom. And it's just, it's funny to me how people are missing the point of these protests. But again, that is an episode for an entirely different day, on a day where I feel like irritating more people. But people have died for us to have the right to live the lifestyles that we live, and to vote, and to express ourselves, and to live a free life of happiness. So, I mean, really, if you don't do it for anything else, do it because people have given their lives for it. And, you know, if you don't, that makes you a cold, callous bitch. Just kidding, that's mean. But seriously, think about something other than yourself. Because, you know, I mean, the ultimate sacrifice. I could not even imagine, because my father was deployed, but he was deployed when I was really, really small, like in Desert Storm or whatever it was. So I don't have any memories of that. And we were lucky enough that the job that he held he didn't get sent to Iraq or Afghanistan or anything like that. He was able to stay with us. And I'm very grateful for that. But he knows people who were killed and things like that. So my father's very patriotic and very pro-USA. He's also a huge Trump supporter, which that could be another episode in itself. But I love my father. We don't argue about political beliefs. We don't talk about it. He knows my stance. I know his stance. So there's no reason to talk about it. But anyway, get out and vote, basically, is the moral of the story. That's basically all I have for this one. But I really, 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 really want everyone listening to make sure they're registered and to make sure that they show up on election day. It is not that hard to register to vote. Like, it's probably harder to wipe your butt after taking a shit than it is to register to vote. That's gross. But seriously, register to vote. Vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just vote. Get your sticker that says I voted, which, by the way, is my favorite thing. I tell people sometimes as a joke that that's the only reason I go is for the sticker.
But that you know, anyway. But I hope you guys are inspired by this and get out and vote. There are a couple of states that still have time. All you have to do is Google your state and the deadline for voting and do what it says to do. And on November 6th, go out and vote. And then we'll see how it all pans out. There are some big things that could happen as a result of this. Midterm elections are a really good progress report for the current administration. So we'll see how the chips fall. But it should be interesting. Do not listen to like pre-election day numbers, because the only numbers that matter are the ones on election day, as we saw in 2016 when everyone projected Hillary to win, but she didn't. I'm still not over that, but that's neither here nor there. But I hope this wasn't too much of a bore for you, and I hope that it inspires you to go out and vote, because seriously, it's your American duty. Do it because people have fought tooth and nail for this right for people, unless you were white and male, you know. But get your voice heard, and I will bring back another episode next week for you guys. Seriously, if you have any suggestions for topics, let me know. Go onto iTunes and give us a rating and a review, maybe. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you can inbox me anytime. Or text if you have my number. I don't know how far my listener base goes. But, yeah, I'm always up for feedback. If you want to co-host an episode, I am totally down for that. I'll give shout-outs to people with ideas. I just want to continue to see the podcast grow. And that is that. But that's all I have. And I hope that we all go out and vote. Just because. And I hope you guys have a great week. And I'll be back again next week with another topic. I'll see you then, guys.